Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's February 29th, 8 p.m. 8:30 p.m. because I'm a fucking piece of shit. Forgot what day it was. Forgot that I had to do this. So I'm doing it now. I don't post them until 9 o'clock anyway, so I'm in the clear. So don't be mad. But that's not why we're here. Let's talk some shit. Let's talk about life, all right? I'm 24 now. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Closer to death. Getting closer to death every day. That's depressing. Anyway, I am 24 now, halfway to 48, one-fourth dead if I live a long life. But my birthday was nice. I got a nice cake. It was an ice cream cake, because I refused to eat any other type of cake on my birthday. Always ice cream cake. The shit had a big Oreo in the middle of it, so I was like, oh, dope, diabetes is gonna be dope after I finish this cake. The day before my birthday, I went indoor skydiving with my girlfriend, and it was nuts, man. It was crazy. Like, it just puts it in perspective. Like, I mean, I was just, like, floating in this chamber. Because what it is, like, you go to this place, and in the middle is, like, this big fucking tube thing. And there's a jet engine at the bottom, and it just blows 150-mile-per-hour winds at you. And you float, and some guy's in there trying to hold on to you, trying to make you, like, not look dumb in there. I was a little nervous beforehand, and I was afraid that I was going to, like get out there and just pee was just gonna fly out of my suit, like out of my pants, out of the bottom of my pants. Piss was gonna fly out and just fly to the top of this fucking thing. But once I jumped in there, I was totally fine. But I was a little nervous beforehand, I'll be honest. But it's a lot of fun, man. I recommend it, honestly. It's not that expensive. It's a cool experience. You know, if you're too much of a bitch to actually do the real thing, like I am, then this is a cool thing to do because it's not scary at all. But they, like, give you, like, lessons on what to do and what not to do beforehand, and you have to sign a waiver just in case, you know, the net gives out and everyone goes down, hits the fan, gets chopped up, you know, just in case. But, yeah, and it was funny, because on the waiver, they were so adamant about shoulder injuries and, like, you know, dislocations and stuff like that. So they kept mentioning the shoulder. Like, the person right before you go in is, like, ask you about your shoulder. The waiver asks about the shoulder, and I had recently had a shoulder injury when in the gym. I talked about it where I was pressing, and I went to go scratch my nose on my fucking shoulder like a dickhead, and my arm went backwards, and, like, the weight just fucking, I don't know, it just, like, tore something in my arm. I think I dislocated it. I'm not even sure, but it still hurts to this day. But, yeah, they kept asking about shoulder injuries, and I just lied. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm solid. I'm cool. And my girlfriend was pissed. She's like, you know, you should tell someone. What if you get hurt? What if what if you get sucked into the wind because of your, like, you know, she was worried. But, yeah, I didn't want to tell someone that I had a shoulder injury because I thought, what if they don't let me do it? I didn't drive out here to not do it. I wanted to fucking do it. So I lied. And I was just like, yeah, I'm good. But it didn't bother me. So I was chilling anyway. But, you know, it all worked out. And we were pretty good at it. Because it's tough. I thought you just, like, go out there and it's a no-brainer and you just, you know, just fucking float. Like, how hard is it to float? But, dude, floating's tough. Jesus. And these instructors are, like, nasty at it. Doing backflips and shit. I'm over there struggling just to stay afloat. But we were pretty good at it. There was two people in my group that were fucking garbage. They sucked. There was this one lady who was just bouncing around. She was just bouncing around. Because, like, if you even move a little, like, if your leg kicks out, your body just, like, goes into a spin or, like, flips you or some shit. Like, there's a person in there at all times, like, holding on to you and making sure you're good to go. But there was no saving this lady. She was fucking rolling. She was trying to get out on her, like, she was, like, crawling on the ground. The wind's, like, pushing her. It was hilarious. And it was all, like, video. It was so good, man. It was cool, though. A lot of people, like, were asking me if it's hard to breathe, and it's not. You can breathe totally fine, but you have to tense up your whole body. It's like a plank. It really is like a plank, in a way, because you have to, like, fight the wind. And thank God I've been doing planks, because I was tired, man. The flights that I did were 2 minutes long, or you could do, like, one-minute flights or something like that. But the flights I did were 2 minutes, and I remember being in the chamber or whatever and looking at the clock, because they have a clock, you know, there. So when you're facing a certain angle you could see it, and it said like a minute and 10 left, and I was like, fuck. Because like, you can't give up in the middle of it, because you can't, if you like put your arms down, you're just going to fucking bounce all over the goddamn chamber, tube, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Shit is crazy. It's actually, it's pretty intense though. It's like you're standing at this door and then you just like lean in and you get blown up. It's kind of awesome. And they also, like, on your last flight, they have this dude come in and he grabs hold of your suit and just like spins you all the way to the top and then back down and all the way up and back down like three times. And I don't know how far it is. Like, I'm awful at judging like height, but I think it's like three or four stories, or three to five stories, something like that. It was pretty high. And I remember thinking like, holy shit, I'm really high right now. And then I started thinking, people jump out of fucking planes at like insane heights. No fucking way. I would have to be severely drunk to be like, yeah, sure, let's go do that shit. There's no way. There's no way. Dude, I can't even... The flight alone. Like, you ever see videos of those fucking planes that they jump out of? They're made of, like, paper mache. They're fucking thin as shit. They're tiny. People are, like, squished in the back. Dude, fucking nuts. And the people in the army, God bless those fucking brave souls. Because that's out of control also. Because they're in those big-ass planes, and there's, like, 40 of them. And it's the middle of the night. You can't see a goddamn thing. And the back of the plane opens up. And they're just like, yeah, fuck it. And they just jump out the back. And then they fucking parachute down. And then they shoot guns at people who are shooting them. That's fucking out of control. There's nothing, like, more insane than that. There's no... That is the most insane thing. And if at any point in my life I start to feel like I'm tough or... cool. I just think about that, and I realize I'm a little bitch and a piece of shit, you know? That's it. But yeah, man, skydiving was fucking crazy. I kind of recommend it. If you're too much of a bitch to do the real thing, like I am, then do that, you know? I just don't think we were meant to skydive. You know what I mean? I don't think, you know, God or whoever you believe in created the world. Tom Cruise, whoever the fuck, I don't know who's making this shit. But whoever, you know, whoever made it, I don't think they designed it like, oh, you know, I feel like if God came back and was like, and saw people skydiving, he'd be like, what the fuck are you, what are you doing? I put you down on the ground for a reason. You have cars and you're doing this for fun. You could die. You know, you could die, right? Fucking idiots. Yeah, I just feel like we're not meant to do that. Like, dude. I don't know, man. It's just out of control. I've heard too many stories. Because God forbid, if I was skydiving and something went wrong, even for a second, my heart would stop. And I would die attached to this guy. We would both hit the ground, and I would already be dead. And that would be how I would go. Because it's terrifying. Like, I don't know if I'm afraid of heights. Like, I'm definitely not a fan. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't follow him on Twitter or anything. Like, I'm not a fan, but... I'm not like terrified, but skydiving, dude, are you fucking kidding me? You want me to jump out of a plane? I don't even like looking out of the fucking window when I'm sitting comfortably in a seat. Not comfortably, but you know what I mean. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, people like, dude, you're only free falling for like 30 seconds. Yeah, and then you pull the parachute. Now I'm floating from the fucking highest point. Are you fucking joking? Oh, God. And I saw a video recently of this couple. They went parachuting, whatever. They're free-falling, and a plane almost hits them. Look it up on YouTube. It was like near-miss skydiving, some shit. They almost get hit by a fucking plane. You know the little fucking piece of... I'm cursing so much right now. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Fuck you. Do you know the little parachute thing that comes out the back? And not the parachute. It's like one that's already out. It's like the little tiny thing. It like helps with like balance, I think, or speed or whatever. I don't know. I'm making shit up right now. But the plane hit that. It hit that thing. So if they had their parachute open, this plane's fucking dragging these people. God knows where. And they're both dead. And the woman had no idea until they landed and the guy told them. And they're like, oh, dude, that was sick. We almost fucking died. Yeah, you fucking nut job. Are you kidding me? Yeah, sick. You almost died. Dope. Dope, dude. That was a cool fucking wedding gift or whatever the fuck it was. But yeah. Anyway. Oscars were yesterday. Here's a segue. The Oscars were yesterday. Didn't catch the beginning of it because I was at the Knicks game. I got hooked up with these Knicks tickets. They were sick tickets. We were in the 100s in the Garden. They played the Heat and got smacked. No surprise there. The Knicks lineup is fucking awful. I honestly think if I was on the Knicks, like, I don't know. I feel like I would blend in. Like, that's how bad they are. And I'm not even, like, that good anymore. I haven't played basketball in years, but I think I could blend in on the Knicks. That's how bad their lineup is. It's crazy, man. Thank God for, like, Melo and Porzingis. That's it. That's all we got to look forward to. But anyway, so we got these tickets, and the guy that I got them from told me that I had access to the Madison suites, right? So I thought we were going to be in a suite, and I'm not going to complain because, you know, the tickets that we had were tremendous anyway, but I thought we had access to the suites. So I go to the suites, and I see the one that we're supposed to be in, that I thought we were supposed to be in, and I'm like, no way. Because it's one of those suites where, like, you walk in, and it looks like a living room. There's, like, a kitchen, a personal bathroom, there's food, there's drinks, everything's free, and then there's seats in the front, you know what I mean? I was like, are we about to do this right now? And we walk up, and the lady goes, oh, no, these aren't the fuck, you're not supposed to be here. And, you know, I think if we were dressed a little nicer, like, we weren't dressed like bums, but we definitely looked like we don't belong in a suite at all, which is cool. But I'm trying to think of a plan to just walk into a suite and kind of just act like I'm supposed to be there. Like, what if, like, at halftime I went back up to the suites and found an empty one and just went in? Like, what is anyone going to say, really? I'm like, no, this is mine. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me see your ticket. I don't have it on me. Listen, I pay a lot of money for these suites. Don't harass me right now. Just act like a rich person and say something like that. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I don't want to. I'm being harassed. I don't want to have to call your supervisor to, you know, give them that whole fucking thing until they walk away. And just enjoy the free shit. But yeah, the Knicks game is cool. But I caught the end of the Oscars and I saw Leonardo DiCaprio finally won, which was cool. But I was really happy for him. I was more excited that Alejandro, I can't pronounce his last name, he's the director of The Revenant, and he did Birdman also, but that guy's phenomenal, man. I actually know my shit when it comes to actors and directors and stuff like that, because my friend Frankie really introduced me to it, because he's super into it. This kid has, like, four different IMBD apps on his phone, and he knows everything about everyone, for whatever reason. So I kind of know my shit, but that guy I'm a huge fan of, Alejandro Iñárritu, or I'm butchering his name. But yeah, he's great, man. That movie was crazy. The Revenant, if you haven't seen it, I thought it was a great movie. Some people didn't like it, but I'm just like a cinematography fan. Like, I like the way certain things are shot, and they shot the whole movie in natural light, and just, it was absurd, man. But it was cool. But it was so funny to look at Twitter and see these people talking about the Oscars, because people expect the Oscars to be the VMAs, where it's like these celebrities that are not trendy, what's the word, man? I can't even, but just, like, you know, really famous people who are usually, like, music artists, like, you know, Chris Brown and Drake and Rihanna and, you know, Kanye West and whatever. Like, at the VMAs, they're all there and they perform, and, like, you know, it's more pop culture-y, and the Oscars is, you know, not that at all. It's like a prestigious suit and tie type of thing, and it's boring, and it's just, you know, whatever. So people are like, oh man, this year's Oscar sucks. Like, dude, they're all the same. They're all bad. The Oscars aren't, like, fun to watch. And you have no, Twitter has no idea who anyone is. All people tweeted about was Leonardo DiCaprio, because that's the only person that they know who's fucking there. They're like, yeah, it was, I don't know. Because there's, I mean, there's all those categories in the Oscars. You're like, what the fuck is this? It's like the most descriptive award. It's like, oh, best documentary by a foreign man who wears hats. And then there's like these movies that you've never seen before. And someone wins and he gets up there and he says some shit. And you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? There's a ton of those. Ow. I just burned my fucking foot on my heater. God damn it, that hurt. Yeah, but anyway. What the fuck else happened? Oh, I was fucking... I gotta chill the hell out because I've been drinking a lot lately. And I'm like... I don't know, man. I've slowed down my drinking a lot. Like 2 years ago in the summer, it was a problem. It wasn't a problem. I'm fucking around. But like I was drinking a lot and it was gross. And I got fat and just like just... Not fat, but just, like, sloppy. You know what I mean? You know when your body just starts to look like it's, like, melting a little? You're like, eh, dude, what the fuck? So, but, yeah, these past couple of days I've been drinking a lot. Because it's, like, my birthday week and people are like, oh, let's go out. Let's watch the game. Let's do this. Let's do that. We went to this bar in Manhattan, Stumble Inn. And they have a beer pong table there. And when we first got there, my friend was like, oh, dude, I'm going to hop on this. Do you want to play with me? I have next. I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? We didn't fucking lose a game. We were there the entire time. I didn't do anything else. We got there. I bought a beer. And then we got on the beer pong table and stayed. Stayed there until like, I don't know, 2 a.m. We got there at like 11. And we just played all these games. I was fucking ripped. I was hammered, and I was dancing. I probably looked like an asshole. I was, like, dancing and taking these beer pong shots. I don't even know how I was making them, because I don't even, like, it's a blur, honestly. I just felt like shit. Dude, and you ever, like, the way you feel the next day after drinking beer is insane. I feel, like, terrible. And just, I have to shit, like, every 4 minutes when I wake up. Like, it never fails. If I go out drinking, and I drink beer... When I wake up, I have a 4 minute window to get to the bathroom. And, you know, I barely make it every single time. It's gross. It's so bad. but yeah, we stayed at that place. So we went to some other place, Calico Jack's, in the city. And that place was terrible. I went there and. It was weird. It was like Hawaiian night or some shit. All the bartenders were wearing those grass skirts and like Hawaiian tops. And I had like 2 sips of a beer. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep, dude. It's 3:30 now. And I went home and fell asleep. And it was fucking terrible. So I'm going to stop drinking from now on. And then we had the Knicks game the next day. And I drank. I bought a Jack and Coke for fucking $17 at the Garden. Wanted to throw up after the first sip, but I was like, I can't let this go to waste. What am I going to do with it? So I just drank it, which is like a dumb thing to do, but that's what I did. And that's what I did, but I'm done. I got to chill the fuck out. I was in the gym today and I was like sweating and I'm like, what the, is that Bud Light? What the fuck? You could just smell it all the time. You know, it just comes through your fucking pores. Certain things just do that. Like Chinese food. I don't eat Chinese food. I'm the only fucking New Yorker that doesn't like Chinese food. Hate it. I think it's gross. Love rice. The rest of that greasy shit, no way. Not putting that in my body. Because, like, I don't know what it is. With me, if I eat really greasy food and, like, gross stuff, I'm just, like, just diarrhea. It's automatic. It's just... My body can turn it into water. This is very graphic. that's so bad. Why am I saying that? But that's the truth. I don't eat it. But Chinese food is one of those things. You eat that, it'll come out of your pores like 3 days later. You'll be like, oh my God, that's egg rolls. I know it is. It's disgusting. But, you know, I'm cleaning up my act because my son is coming on Sunday. Yep, I'm a father this Sunday. The next time I record a podcast, I will have a dog. My Charlie. He's coming on Sunday. I got to pick him up from the airport. Yeah. The last podcast that I did, I talked about the dog or whatever and how I had to clean up the basement and I repainted and everything. Someone commented on it and was like, you don't clean and paint for your girl, but you do it for the dog? I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to clean and paint for the fucking dog. My girlfriend's not going to come in here and eat like some shit she finds on the ground and die. That's why I got to clean for the dog. It's not about fucking whatever. I just thought that was mad funny. It's like, oh, you're going to clean for the dog, but not your girl? How do you know I don't clean for her? I definitely will not paint walls for her, though. No way. I hate it, man. Oh, God. I hate it so much. She helped me out, though. She's a saint. She's a saint for that. Let me tell you. Because I was losing my mind that day. I really was. And I had to drink to get through it. That was another time that I drank. See? I just been just being a piece of garbage lately. I gotta chill the fuck out. Now that's getting warm, too, I'm gonna start running again. Start putting that into my regimen. Plus, I gotta walk my dogs. Keep them nice and healthy. You know, maybe do a little jog with them. That'd be sick. I want to have, like, a really athletic dog. I want to have Air Bud, you know? I'm just going to throw him footballs all day and, like, you know, take him to the park and make him shoot free throws. He's going to be, like, he's got to be, like, an 80%. He's got to be 80% from the line, my dog. Like, honestly. I have all these plans. I hope I don't just talk shit and say that I'm going to have the coolest dog ever and then just don't teach him any cool shit. No, I'm going to be a good dad. I'm going to teach him everything. I'm going to bring him to dog parks so he likes dogs. The dog that I have now, he hates dogs. Chase, oh my God, he hates them. You bring him around dogs, he's like, stay away. Stay the fuck away. He likes humans. But Charlie, he's going to get along with dogs just fine. Me and Charlie. Anyway, that's all I got. Yeah, that's it, man. I'm just updating you. Next week, I'll have a dog, and I'll let him talk on the podcast, get him his own microphone, and we'll check that out. Also, if you guys like sports, I run a sports podcast with a couple of my friends. It's called Veterans Minimum. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud, so go check that out. Also, I'm on a podcast called Invasion of Privacy that I do with a female comedian named Kate Wolf, and that is also a lot of fun, so go check that shit out. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.